This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot of things going on to talk about in the Umpqua Valley, and we try to cover quite a diversity of topics on this program every weekday. And David Vandermark in this afternoon, longtime resident of the area. I'm trying to think, you weren't actually born around here, were you?
Well, I was born in Cottage Grove.
Well, close enough.
Moved to Drain and then Winston by the time I was 1 and a half.
All right, and have worked in the area for quite a while. Are you still working these days?
No, I'm an old retired guy.
Okay, I kind of theorized that was the case, but don't want to necessarily assume things. So you've been involved in an effort for the last few years. Tell us about it.
Yes. In the spring, well, anybody who went to Douglas, either as a student or a visiting, saw in front of the school a huge mosaic mural that stood in front of the school that kind of proposed and talked about people getting along. One of the quotes on it is, "The world is my country, all mankind are my brethren," by Thomas Paine. And on the other side, and that's a group of people of multiple colors, varying colors, under a tree with doves flying overhead and five symbols of religions across the top, just kind of talking about everyone getting along with each other. And the other side is two hands shaking. Both hands are made of multiple fingers that are of different colors. And that one says, "Reason and free inquiry are the only effective agents against error." And that was by Thomas Jefferson. Anyway, that wall is 21 feet long, 11 feet tall, so most people knew it was there. As they were working on designing the new school that they have built, the school board at one point decided they weren't going to have enough money to salvage that mural, so it was going to be destroyed. That was in the spring of 2020. So By the time summer came around, I had gone to the school board and offered to raise money to save that wall since they weren't going to.
Do you know when that wall was originally put up?
It was 1953.
So that wasn't, I was going to make a joke about you being retired, but obviously you weren't in school in 1953, at least there.
I wasn't anywhere in 1953.
Okay, well,
I'm not that old, Kyle.
That's good. But I know that it's one of those things that I noticed anytime I would be out there. And it sounds like a lot of people still felt very connected to it.
Absolutely. Many, many people just thought it was an integral part of the school and the education they got there, kind of the feeling. Most of us weren't smart enough or diligent enough to look up any of those things to really look at what the wall meant. But Eric Wilson, our retired public works superintendent, came to town, and he immediately saw that wall. And saw it. He did some research and found out all about when it was put up and who put it up, and actually found some of those guys and talked to them. So again, it has been supported and been in a lot of people's experiences at Douglas County, at Douglas High School, for many years. And many of us thought that it certainly should remain on campus. We understood it had to be moved because of the construction. So we started raising money in June of 2020. And in the spring of 2021, we were able to move that wall and put it in storage, successfully pick up a 30,000-pound cement wall without any damage to it.
Wow.
Huge thanks to Ken Hale and his team, and lots of support from many businesses around. We were able to rent it. You have to get kind of a special crane to pick up 30,000 pounds and move it. So we got a crane for cheap. The Herd Farms actually donated a lowboy so we could move it, which is not a cheap process. And Ken Hale donated all of his time and his equipment to dig it out and move it. And then we rented a trailer from him for the last 2 years, on which it's been sitting. For some reason, the school board felt like they did not want it. Some of them felt like they did not want it back on the campus. So we finally, last summer, were able to negotiate a location under the huge oak trees out front inside the Circle Drive. Most people know that. So we, again, are excited to put it back in. We have lots of plans. We had to do engineering. We had to do safety plans to make sure that it wouldn't fall over in an earthquake and it wouldn't block vision of people who might be having nefarious things to do on campus. So we have that all planned out. We actually raised about $32,000. So far, we've spent about We spent 14 and a half on just planning and moving it and storing it. And then we spent about another 4,000-ish on engineering and the other plans. So we have about 14 left in the bank. And we were a little surprised with the estimates to move it back in and to put in the 4x5x21-foot cement block to keep it from falling over and steel beams to hold it up. And the roof is over $38,000. So we are we're quickly on the search for about $24,000 more. And again, we know there are lots of Douglas High School alumni out there. We've probably gotten donations from 50 donors, and we raised $38,000. Huge donations from a foundation and from the folks at Red Barn. Their mother actually won a contest when she was in grade school to name Douglas High School with that name. So they were pretty excited to be part of that. Vince McGovern was a big supporter of ours. Steve Fisher, both of whom we've lost, unfortunately. We're big supporters of this project.
Wow. Obviously, it's sounds very important to a lot of people. And you get in the middle of a project like that, especially when you've got, a pandemic in the middle of it and a big construction project and got to work through the process to get it approved. I'm sure there are times you look around and realize there could have been easier things to do with your time.
Believe me, this wasn't the most popular project I've ever been involved with at my house. It took us a great deal of time. I've spent hundreds of hours on it, and so have other people. It's been a small but mighty group, and I really thank all of them who've worked on this, kind of a changing group as time went on. I had two partners that were supposed to be here today, but one can't come on Thursdays, and one had a meeting at 1 o'clock. So anyway, I just hats off to all the people who've worked on this and helped us and supported us and donated to us. Lots of people have told me over the years, when you're ready to do this and you need help, let us know. I've made posts on Facebook, and that help has been slow in coming, so I'm here making that plea to anyone. We're looking at foundations, we're looking at grants, we're doing everything we can. And having raised as much money as we have a pretty good chance, we think, with some foundations. But we have to get this thing planted before the fall comes, because you can't do it when it's all wet. You have to do it when it's dry, of course. I'm digging down 6 feet and putting in a process of this nature is huge, and it's a big construction project.
And the longer you wait, if you get close to kind of when you need to get it done and you're not quite there yet, then it's going to cost even more to do all this next year. Plus, you've got to store it for several more months.
Exactly. We'd have to store it through another year. The school district has to have a full plan, and we have to have all of our funding in place or promised before we can dig a hole in the ground to start. And I understand that they can't have a half-completed project sitting there for a year. So we understand that. Big hats off to Kim, the new superintendent, who stepped in and really helped us kind of move this process forward with the school board and all the legal things that we had to do.
Yeah, it's quite daunting when you've got a project, when you've got essentially you're really an informal group, right?
Absolutely. We're completely an informal group. I mean, we have people who are IT folks. We have people that worked at Fred Meyer. We have people that did all kinds of things in the world, none of whom I believe are engineers. We're in the market for a really good project manager, if somebody could help pull this all together, because I know a little bit about projects from my years as a city manager, but I have a degree in biology. I'm not very adept at most projects. But again, we're looking at all the cement work, all the steel work to hold it up. We have people ready to come in and clean it and seal it, and working on, getting all the roofing all completed all at the same time. We found a hole between the water lines and the lawn. I don't think we're going to have to cut any water lines. So we may or may not need a plumber. Anyway, anyone who's interested, if you're a cement mason, a cement contractor, and you would like to help, we're getting bids from folks. My hope was to maybe get two or three folks to work together and have them work together with them or part of their team for a reduced cost, or maybe as a donation to this group and to this project because of its importance in the future of our students at Douglas High School and the history of our alumni from Douglas High School. And quite honestly, it's a huge statement about humanity in a time where this earth can certainly use some positive comments and some positive role models, even if it's a mural in that realm.
All right, we're going to talk more about this project when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Shannon Sebastian with your cue at 4 o'clock. On tomorrow's program, Allie Rogers, Executive Director of the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers Association. We've talked to her a couple times lately. We'll go in depth about the organization, the local wine industry, on tomorrow's program. And this is, of course, Oregon Wine Month in May. David Vandermark is with us with the Douglas High Save the Humanity mural. That's about as formal as you guys are getting at this point.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about what led to that being put up in the first place?
Well, actually, it's interesting. Paul, from the history we found, Paul Holt, who owned Holt Lumber Company in Dillard, was a member of the school board. He and a couple other people on the school board decided that some kind of decoration would be wonderful. They solicited the folks at University of Oregon, and by the reports of people, including Vince McGovern, who taught at Douglas when they opened, a couple of hippies from University of Oregon came down and designed this wall with these murals on it. They remind you, this is all before the Civil Rights Act. So this is very, very early on in the human rights world, or at least for the races in the United States. And that wall was put up. Nobody knew what was on it, I guess, except the people who built the mural and apparently Paul Holt, who had kind of funded and spearheaded this part of the project for the school. So that's why it was put up. And again, it was put up in 1953. So it's been sitting there a long, long time.
Well, and that really, just, you know, the message and everything that led to it, it's interesting that it happened back then, because that seems honestly more like a 70s thing.
Yes, it does. And again, this was a message and some people who were ahead of the times. And, you know, it gives you a little hope for lots of good things going on 70 years later. You know, here we are 70 years later, and we're still struggling with some of those things that all over the world, not just in the United States and not just in Douglas County. So I'm really pleased that alumni and others stepped up and were willing to agree with a group of us that, yes, this is indeed important, and it's important for all of our students to see. And it's hopefully, I know that some of the teachers in the 60s actually taught about what the message said. I've talked to some of those who are still around, and we're hoping to maybe put it into the curriculum. My son, who was student body president, actually wrote a curriculum for freshman orientation, but they didn't get to present it. So hopefully that's going to happen in the future with the school and the students, so it doesn't fall on deaf eyes, as it were, when they drive by it now.
One of the things about history, I guess I've gotten more into it as I get older. Why is that? Maybe because I've lived through a lot of it, I guess. But last fall, when Daniel Roberts and I were researching some things for the Roseburg 150 celebration, and his knowledge is much greater than mine, but we were looking at different things about historical aspects of Roseburg that we could talk about at the Party in the Park event. And I came across so many things that I've kind of gotten lost. And it made me think about, okay, if we just, you know, in over the point of some couple hours here and there over a couple of weeks, found all these different things about history that people have forgotten, how much more is out there? And then you think about the importance of something like that, which some people will just say, well, it's an old sign. But it was an old sign that made a big point. And how many other places in the county do we have things that are, maybe they were taken down and they're in somebody's barn and they've long since been forgotten?
Absolutely. And speaking of barns, you know, there were lots and lots of messages painted just on the side of barns. We don't know why they chose them, but you still see remnants sometimes around. It's like old murals on buildings and in old parts of cities. You're right. Who knows what's out there? But we know this one's out there, and we're working hard to make sure that it's visible again for anyone who approaches Douglas High School.
Yeah, there's so many aspects of history that have just get lost over time, and maybe they're not deemed all that important at the moment. But a lot of times, like in this case, you look back on this and go, you know, wow. Because honestly, I would have guessed, I mean, I saw it years ago when I first moved here, I would have thought that was put up in the 70s. So the fact that it's put up in the 50s is its own interesting story. And the fact that so many of you are interested in getting it back up on the campus shows that whether you went to Douglas High or not, it sounds like a lot of you did. A lot of people would see it passing by, or if they stopped at the campus for an activity or a game or whatever, that there's a lot of interest there, but you need to get a bit more to kind of push forward.
Absolutely. In fact, Steve Fisher, who owned the Willie's and the 99 in Winston, went to high school there with me, same time frame as I, and I didn't know this. He said, you know, that sitting there watching that, looking at that wall while I was waiting for a ride home from practice, kind of set my moral compass. He said, you know, it really gave me an idea of the way you should act in the world. And, you know, unless somebody talks about it, how would you even know that it impacted them? But there's someone who did great things in his life and was very generous to the community, that for whom that made a big difference. And I think it probably did to a lot more people than they even understood.
So let's talk some specifics, because you've talked about some of the need, about $24,000. You really want to get it done in a short period of time. How do people get connected with you?
Well, we were lucky because we needed a nonprofit. Again, I'm as conscious of where money goes as anybody, being a city manager. So we actually approached the Winston Area Community Partnership, who were the group who built the community center in Winston. They raised the funds for that and then paid for the whole thing and have done multiple projects. In fact, I think they helped start Riverbend Live, with which you're so intimately involved. So the Winston Area Community Partnership agreed to be our nonprofit, and they have taken in every dollar that's come in and put it in the bank and accounted for it and paid all of our bills. So nobody else has ever touched any of this money, and that's very important to me and to our group, and I just want people to know that. We have a project, I mean, we have an account with them. It's Wake Up Winston Area Community Partnership Mural Project. You can send that to Post Office Box 2613 in Winston. They have a federal tax ID. It's 93129-1490. And there's a PayPal address that I'd rather not muddle up on the radio, but maybe we can put that on your podcast.
There's a lot of options there, a lot of ways to do it. But again, emphasize that time frame, because
yes.
I mean, here we are mid-May already.
Mid-May already, yes. And I, like you, have been out of town a lot in the last few months, so this has kind of taken a backseat in my life. But we are hoping to get this built by the end of the summer. So we have 2 or 3 months to build it. We really need to get this money coming in rapidly. And again, I know that seems like an odd thing to ask for from a person who's trying to raise funds. But as soon as we can get the majority of this money in or pledged, then we can go to the school board with our final letter that we have to give them that we have the funding and start digging on campus and finalize plans. Of course, we have people who've given us bids, but as summer approaches, concrete masons and contractors and steel contractors and excavation contractors all get really busy. So it's a matter of coordinating all that stuff and getting it all to happen in a very short time.
Which really does push the time frame even more, because if you were get to the point where you're cutting it a bit close, but some of these folks just aren't available.
Absolutely.
That's going to put a damper in it again. Right before we wrap up, give folks, again, the contact information for Wake Up.
It's WACP Mural Project, Post Office Box 2613, Winston 97496. Please write Mural, if you send a check, into the memo so that they put it in the right account. I don't have much worries, but I want to make sure we get every dollar that's coming to us. And all I can do is say thank you to the community. Thank you to the corporations who have helped. Thank you to the volunteers and the people who have stepped up and just and made positive comments. This is always on the Douglas High School Alumni Association website.
All right, we're out of time. David Vandermark, it's 1257.
You're listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.